Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how so many of us are living longer. However, there comes a time when it's necessary to consider alternative ways of living, such as a long-term care facility. My guest this evening maintains that it is imperative to understand how to protect assets that have been accumulated over many years of hard work and planning from institutional demands. My guest this evening is elder law attorney Stanley Vasiliadis of the law offices of Vasiliadis and Associates. We are fortunate to have with us elder law attorney Stanley Vasiliadis, who is an expert spokesman for the preservation of elder assets when considering long-term care. Stanley Vasiliadis is a certified elder law attorney. He received his law degree from Temple University. His affiliations include membership in the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys and the Academy of Special Needs Planners. He has been recognized as a Pennsylvania super lawyer in Philadelphia Magazine, and he has received the Excellence in Elder Law Award from the Pennsylvania Bar Association. It is a pleasure to welcome elder law attorney Stanley Vasiliadis to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY.
Thanks, welcome, Ellie. Glad to be here.
Well, this is a very important topic. We are delighted that all of us are growing older, but this is an important topic for people to consider. People have worked long and hard for their money, and there comes a time when you have to consider alternative ways of living. How do you become helpful when people are considering this?
A big part of what we do, Ellie, is to help people in terms of looking at alternating housing choices if and when they reach a point where they can no longer live independently. That could include care at home and what are the resources available in addition to family who could help, or there are assisted living facilities of different types. People who become incapacitated and need long-term skilled nursing home care, unfortunately, end up in nursing homes, and that could be very expensive and really a financial crisis.
Before we talk about some of the planning, how did you become interested in elder law yourself?
Well, you know, that's a interesting story. My wife's Aunt Irene, she became, I guess, one of my favorites, even better than most of my other aunts, of which I had many, and uncles. She fell down one day in her later years, broke her hip, and after a very long, painful recovery, months in the nursing home, finally got back on her feet, came back out, came to live with us, and literally on the third day, she fell down again back in the nursing home and spent the last 7 years of her life in what was then the Leader Nursing Home in Bethlehem. And I watched month by month, year by year, everything that she and her late husband had accumulated. They weren't wealthy, but she was well off. She had some savings, some investments. She lost it all. There was really nothing that anybody could do.
So you became interested in seeing that this doesn't happen to other people?
Yes, I thought there must be something, and there is actually, Ellie, a lot that people can do within the means of the law, but too late for Aunt Irene, not too late for the people that we help.
Well, let's give some examples of how people can take care of their assets and to make some planning. you talk about sometimes a person doesn't expect to go into a nursing home, but as your Aunt Irene, it happened to your Aunt Irene, you fall or something unanticipated happens. How does one, is there anything that one can do to protect yourself from getting the care that you need and not having all your funds disappear?
Yes, yes, certainly. There are financial measures and legal measures. While one has mental capacity, cognitive abilities, very important to have power of attorney for financial affairs, durable general power of attorney. Equally important from a quality of life perspective, not so much for a money perspective, is to have a good comprehensive power of attorney for health care. And close to that or similar to that, but different, is what we refer to as the living will. Those are tools to have, and people should incorporate that into their normal retirement and estate planning. But what about a situation where, as you say, it's unanticipated? It's much better to plan in advance, but a lot of people don't. And that's what we call crisis planning. And it's a crisis not only from a healthcare perspective, but from a financial perspective. Nursing homes here in the Lehigh Valley cost anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000 a month. And the kicker is that Medicare and health insurance don't pay. Now, there are certain types of financial products that are designed to help pay for long-term care, such as long-term care insurance and certain types of life insurance that can be converted into a lifetime benefit and some annuities. But the problem with that, and it's a good thing to pursue those, but the problem is that not everyone can afford these products. Some people don't medically qualify. You know, you got to be, you can't get it when you're, after you're in the nursing home, you got to get this while you're healthy. And the real problem is that many people that do have these types of products, they're inadequate. They don't pay the full cost and they don't last for as long as needed. Aunt Irene was in the nursing home for 7 years. If she had any number of long-term care insurance policies, she would have still gone broke eventually.
So is there an answer?
Yes. And the answer is to qualify for a program called Medicaid. Oh. Because Medicaid, also referred to as medical assistance, which is a program administered through each state but funded to a very large extent federally, will cover the cost of care for as long as one needs it without any dollar limits or time limits. The catch is you've got to be broke.
I was just going to say, what do you do with assets that you have accumulated?
Well, there are ways of protecting those assets. The way it works with Medicaid, once you qualify, whatever your income is, however high or however low it is, you pay that over to the nursing home, and Medicaid then makes up the difference. No time limits, no dollar limits. And there isn't anybody that can't afford it once they qualify. You could have zero income, and if that's the case, then Medicaid will pay in full. If you've got a Social Security or pension, you pay that over, and then Medicaid makes up the difference. So one might say, well, why not give away the extra money? And, you know, I might go into a nursing home someday, but I don't know if or when. I'm not going to give away my money now, even to my kids, whom I love, just because maybe what if someday I'm in a nursing home. But if I catch myself unexpectedly in a nursing home and I'm very old and ill and I'm not going to be able to get out because I'm just too frail, I'll give away my money in a heartbeat. So that's the catch. If you give away your money, which anybody would do in that circumstance, and then you apply for Medicaid, within they look at all the gifting that you did within the prior 5 years, and it creates a period of ineligibility. That's a penalty.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening, I'm talking with Stanley Vasiliadis, who is a certified elder law attorney and who is talking to us about how to preserve our assets when thinking about long-term care facilities. And you're talking about how to preserve your assets, Everything that you've accumulated.
So now, one would say, well, if you're going to be penalized for giving away your money to qualify for Medicaid, well, then how can that be really any help to anybody that has anything? And a lot of financial planners will say, well, that's the problem with Medicaid. So buy long-term care insurance from us because, you know, Medicaid, you've got to be broke. Well, what they don't tell you, a lot of them won't tell you, is that there are legal ways within the means of the law, and that's what we do in our firm. We protect families in the sense that we can qualify an individual for Medicaid without actually having to pay all the money over to the nursing home.
Now, so one way is to find ways to qualify for Medicaid, and you provide families with assistance in ways to do that. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
And which is all according to law.
Oh, yeah, it's legal. We're lawyers. We practice according to law.
Okay. So what are other ways? And we may not have a chance to complete it all in this section, but what if you are entering a partner into a nursing home? Do you have to disclose what you have presently? And if so, does that mean that everything that you own will be lost?
Yes, you have to disclose what your assets and income are. But no, contrary to the gut reaction that one might have, if you declare your assets or the assets of you and your spouse, that doesn't mean that you have to pay all of that over to the nursing home before qualifying for other help, such as Medicaid, to pay. In fact, you can actually cause more harm by not disclosing all of your assets, because if you don't have enough assets and you only have a little bit and you're going to be broken in 1 or 2 or 3 months, the nursing homes, which most of which are all Medicaid participating, can say, we don't want you because you're going to go broke. And we're going to have Medicaid, which will pay us less than your private pay.
And we're going to talk more about how to preserve assets when considering long-term care planning when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
WDIY offers classical music 6 days a week, including Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon, Sunday morning, 6 to 8 a.m., and Sunday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. WDIY Classics covers all eras from medieval and baroque, romantic to modern. Listen for birthday tributes to composers, interviews with local artists and conductors, and the classical events calendar each week. For more information, visit our website, wdiy.org.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening I'm talking with Stanley Vasiliadis, a certified elder law attorney who specializes in elder law and protecting assets when we're considering long-term care. And we're talking about What happens if a person is already in a facility? They've been perhaps diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and a wife has put her husband in to a facility, and she hasn't done any of this planning. Is it too late for her to consider making a plan for their assets, or is it too late?
Actually, Ellie, it's not too late. So many people think, well, it's too late. I've already in the nursing home. We've already declared our assets. There's nothing we can do. Wrong. Certainly, it's better not to wait until it's a crisis, and that's what a crisis is when you found yourself in there, and it's going to be long term. You can. There's a certain way of gifting combined with certain types of financial products, such as annuities, that can be very effective in protecting the assets of an individual so that part of the assets, a big part of the assets, can be gifted and the remaining assets can be protected legally for family members. When we're dealing with, in the case of a married couple, we have some alternative, even more effective strategies whereby the at-risk assets that otherwise would be lost can actually be protected for the healthy community spouse, the spouse at home.
So that the remaining spouse at home can utilize those assets for her own well-being, is what you're saying.
Yes. Now, the law only provides very minimal asset protection for the healthy community spouse. However, if you combine that with some proper planning, elder law planning, those assets can be protected in many instances, 100% of the what otherwise would be lost.
So that a person who was putting perhaps her husband into a facility for Alzheimer's, she's not lost. There's still some ways that she can protect her assets.
Oh, absolutely. But unfortunately, most people don't know that. And they lose their homes. They lose their savings. And that's the rule rather than the exception. And it doesn't have to be that way.
Now, as we're talking, I'm aware that your firm presents workshops in the spring on this very topic. How would they get in touch with you, Stanley, to find out when they're being offered and where they're being offered?
Well, if you don't hear our radio ads or see newspaper ads, you can always go online to our website, www.elderlaw-pen, that's P-E-N-N as in Pennsylvania, .com. www.elderlaw-pen.com or our phone number.
And would you give your phone number?
610-694-9455. That's 610-694-9455.
And are any workshops being planned presently, or are they going to be more toward the spring?
Well, we kind of knock off for the winter in terms of our in-house seminars. So we will resume in the spring in March right through November. And we do we've been doing long-term care seminars, the topic we're talking here. And we also started some more generic estate planning programs as well.
Very good. So you have some information about how to get in touch with Stanley Vasiliadis. And how about, one of the things that most of us dread is that we see signs of Alzheimer's. We don't like to see it. We see signs of dementia. How do we plan for that person that we really don't want to admit it or see it, but it's there? How do we plan for that person?
Well, from a financial perspective,
yes,
we use certain types of trusts whereby assets can be protected in trust. They can be available for the individual, for the spouse, and eventually to pass to the next generation. These are special types of trusts. There's all kinds of trusts for all kinds of reasons. These Medicaid trusts can be very, very effective, and they also are very tax-friendly and have enough flexibility so that you can really get at your money if you need it. But if you all need to qualify for public benefits, such as Medicaid or veterans benefits, those assets can be protected.
And how do people go about finding out how they're qualified? Who do they consult? Do they consult Vassiliadis and Associates? Do they consult their tax attorney? How do they find out?
Well, really, with regard to long-term care planning, that's and especially with regard to trusts, you're going to need to consult with an elder law attorney. And it's all part of combining your normal financial retirement and estate planning. And a component of that is to also take into account these long-term care issues, the possibility that what happened to Aunt Irene could happen to someone in your family. And we weave all of that into one plan. And we, as elder law attorneys, we work with allied professionals. We work with people in the healthcare field. We work with many, many financial planners, accountants, social workers, geriatric care managers, especially regarding housing issues. Someone can't live independently at home. How do we keep them at home? If not, what facilities are appropriate for that individual? How do you finance that? Combining financial products, combining the public benefits eligibility, such as Medicaid eligibility, veterans benefits, very great for getting that extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month for a veteran or a widow or widow of a veteran. So it's kind of like an interdisciplinary approach.
So the important thing is to have to be aware of the resources that are available. And one of the first things is to be able to contact Vassiliadis and Associates to make arrangements. Because the reason I say that is you're one of the few elder law attorneys in the Valley. Is that correct?
That's true. We're, you know, anybody can call themselves an elder law attorney, but they may not really do what we're talking about here. There may be some lawyers who do a lot of wills and powers of attorney, but really don't know the first thing about protecting assets the way we've talked about here. So you need to ask some questions. Are you a certified, board-certified specialist, certified elder law attorney? How many of these cases have you done before? Have you published? Have you lectured to other groups, attorneys? You know, we can answer yes to all these questions, but some people hold themselves out as being elder law attorneys, and really they don't really have the background.
What about people who are living independently? I'm thinking of my dad, who wanted to live independently as long as he could and didn't want to go to a nursing home. He stopped working at 89, and he lasted till he was 93. But he was adamant that he was not going into any long-term care facility. He wanted none of it. So how do we keep a person like that living independently as long as they're able and yet not going broke? Because independent living at home can be expensive just as going into a care facility. Could you address that?
Yes. Well, you know, you combine financial products with public benefits programs and mix in some good estate planning. So what do I mean by that? Well, there are some Medicaid programs that can help and apply to people at home. Unfortunately, the resources are limited. You might get a total of 20 hours per week. But that could be, you know, pretty good for some people. There are some long-term care insurance policies or life insurance policies that have accelerated death benefits. Then you can look at, for many, many veterans or widows of veterans, there's benefits that could pay an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month. So you try to combine financial products with some public benefits eligibility, which requires legal planning to qualify for those benefits. You could stretch out your stay at home for quite some time, maybe indefinitely.
And you can get benefits to help you to facilitate that without growing broke, is what you're saying.
Without going broke. Yeah. Now, certainly, your money is there to provide for your care, but if you can get the care that you need without having to lose everything, then it's foolish not to take advantage of that.
Tell us again about your webpage and how people can find out more information about the services that you offer, Stan.
Well, on our website, we identify who we are, what we do. We have other lawyers, paralegals, legal interns, elderlaw-pen.com.
Very good. And give us the telephone number as well.
610-694-9455. 610-694-9455.
Well, the information that you have given us today is very important because very often we face this conundrum of what do we do to make it possible to get the best possible care for our loved ones. So I want to thank you, Elder Law Attorney Stanley Vasiliadis, for helping us to become aware of how to take charge of our lives by taking the necessary steps to protect the assets that we have worked so hard to achieve during our lifetime of hard work. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.